Good morning. Hope you're well. It's back. The Premier League's back. Louis laughing at my hope you're well comment, and I don't care. Premier League's back.
It's so CBBC or CBB.
Yep.
Hello, kiddies. How are you?
You made it weird. It was originally just a nice... I don't want it to be too aggressive this morning. You're having your Cheerios or...
Oi!
Yeah, exactly.
Get
or,
up. Yeah,
maybe you're heading off to the Merseyside Derby for some reason listening to us.
But, could be.
No complaints if you are.
We do have some listeners from the Anfield Rap.
There you go. But yeah, this is our predictions episode. This is episode
predictions.
Number 3. I was hoping someone picked me up on that. Spoilers, because we're so good, as we proved last week.
And every week. We always get them right.
4 out of 10. Even not even correct scores, just correct results. That was good for us. But anyway, we're back now. We've got, obviously, the Premier League's back 10 games. International break has ended. Well, from a Chelsea perspective, we have a rather big game against Arsenal, which, if you want to hear about that, listen to yesterday's podcast. We went in hard on Past the Shapes and a little bit about Chelsea being Arsenal and Madrid and things like that. So listen back on that. The Premier League games, I'll just read out the games, then I'll read out the scores that we're currently at.
It's a good weekend of football.
Then we'll go through everyone's predictions as per normal. So Liverpool take on Everton in the early kickoff, then Bournemouth Wolves, Brentford Burnley, Manchester City v Brighton, Newcastle v Crystal Palace, Nottingham Forest v Luton, those are the 3 o'clock. Chelsea Arsenal.
Nottingham Forest, Luton.
Yeah,
that
Chelsea
Arsenal,
big
weekend.
Game, 5:30. And then we have an 8 o'clock on Saturday for you. Sheffield United against Manchester United. Villa play West Ham on Sunday, and Monday night sees Tottenham play Fulham.
It's kind of insane that there's only one game on Sunday, though. They've sandwiched it all into the Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit like the other week when we were moaning about.
And it was all Sunday, 2 o'clock.
We were Villa, and it was like all these games at 2 o'clock that were really good games. I just shoved them all there.
Yeah, and then you watch. Yeah. Well, actually, I quite enjoyed that Newcastle Sheffield United game. But anyway, that's
we were Gary watching.
We
that.
Were.
Never forget that. That
we
was
were.
That was an interesting experience.
That was way better than watching the 8-0. That was great. That was no, it was. It was great.
So scores on the doors. Last 2 weeks ago now, because of the international break, we all had a shocker. We had an absolute shocker. I got 4 points. I got 4 correct results, as did Tobes. Though he got 2 right.
I got two results right.
You got two, not scores. Results.
I only got 2 points.
Mm. Yeah. So I got 4. Toad's got 4. You got 2.
Jeez.
We didn't do very well. They were very much predictions, not spoilers, last week. Sadly, after a couple of better weeks from the 3 of us, that takes the scores
three.
To shock me at the top on 47. Louis on 39. Tobes, a little bit of momentum gathered on 36. Closing that gap.
What are you going to do? Because you're going on holiday next week, which means you might actually miss a week of predictions.
I'll miss a week of hosting.
Oh, what
them.
Shame.
I can still do them. I can still send
in your predictions.
Yeah, they might get lost. Oh, Tom's gone with 5-5.
And if it's a draw,
Tom's gone
a
really rogue this week. He's gone Luton 4, City 0.
No, do you know what we're actually shit, to be fair? Do you know what we should do? If you missed the predictions, you missed the predictions that week.
I prefer just taking Tom's predictions and maybe putting a little... Put a spice on them.
Why should we do that? Just get Gary to do it.
This is unfair hacking of my predictions. When Tobes wasn't here, he just didn't do them. So
Tom's gone with Ross Barkley as his scorer.
Imagine he scored then.
Yeah, Barkley's banger.
Anyway, I actually think of scoring. I haven't put mine in yet.
Are we banning Haaland?
Not banning him, but he's not available till November.
Oh, isn't you can have him once a month?
Once a month. So I also can't have James Maddison.
Oh wait, that means I can't have Salah, can I?
If you said it, no. I also can't have him in Son.
Well, did I have Son last week?
I also can't have Arnold. I don't think I've used Salah yet. Interesting.
Let me do a double check. VAR are looking at this.
VAR. So.
Oh no! I went Hoyland.
You did went Hoyland. Went Hoyland. You did go for Hoyland.
I was wrong anyway.
And yeah, he didn't score. Right. I'm just gonna. Pick
right. Let's fucking have it, you slags.
Right, Liverpool Everton, the Merseyside derby, a 12:30 clash in the UK. Louis, you're looking at me, so I'm going to ask you what your prediction is.
Well, as Mahatma Gandhi says, you should never bat the early kickoff.
Yeah, famous phrase.
But I am going to bat the early kickoff because I don't think Everton have won at Liverpool for many years now.
Other than COVID, they won in COVID when Richarlison.
Yeah,
I think
everyone
scored.
Forgets COVID.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Other than COVID, they never went in front of a crowd.
Everyone.
The last time they won at Anfield in front of a crowd was Martinez was the manager, wasn't it? That was the last.
It might be long. It might be longer than that.
But yeah, I mean, with that being said, I am going to go. I think because it's a derby, I think they'll score. So I'll be like, okay, I was trying to think about it, but then Liverpool is going to steamroll them. I've gone Liverpool 3, Everton 1.
I've gone Liverpool 4, Everton 0. Everton are useless in this fixture because every year I watch it thinking, come on, go do something. And now they're even worse than they used to be. So
they are terrible, but Liverpool have not impressed me really defensively. And it's a little tight derby. First game back after this national break, 12:30. I just think it'll be tighter than people think. Mm. And I've gone 2-1 Liverpool.
Oh, did I mention I've gone Salah?
Salah scorer.
Yeah, that's my goal scorer.
I thought you picked Salah already this
month. No, I went for I checked. I went Hoyland.
Oh right, okay. Because I was debating.
I also have Salah available. I haven't picked him.
It's hit that point right in these predictions where I'm now just picking random people.
Just as an added spoiler.
Yeah, well, but as soon as we get to November again, then everyone's back on the table.
Yeah, it's true.
It's basically it means you have to think carefully about when you use your Haaland. Although old Haaland scored every week, so it didn't matter. But this Haaland. He's lost his robotness.
He's a bit less robotic. Yeah.
Tobes is loving it at the minute.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I need him scoring goals. Give me some fucking views, mate. Right. He's dried up. And now I'm like, what am I going to fucking
dried up just like Tobes' TikTok views.
Ooh.
There
Ooh.
You go.
It's appalling.
Straight there.
It's appalling. My analytics would suggest otherwise. But
I thought you were gonna hit back about something to do with barbering, and then he was going to get annoyed, and then that was going to be the rest of the pod. But
well, no, because then that's the first time I've actually managed to get something in there. Because usually it starts with me being bullied about barbering or being a
fucking victim.
Chucks out the bully card, bloody hell. Right.
Yeah, the XL bully card.
Swiftly move on from XL bullying to...
XL bullies or XL bullying. You fat-shaming me as well now. Oh. What's going on here?
He's on fire today, this guy. No, I was not fat-shaming you. I don't know why I said that.
I'm on fire. Are you claiming to talk about my Buddhist beliefs? Just because I set myself on fire like the Buddhist monks in Vietnam in 1967.
We do history lessons on here.
We do history lessons.
We didn't do one in the preview either, so I kind of had to squeeze
they
that one in.
They come in weird shapes and sizes no and forms, but they do come.
Did you know that Atlantis was actually in the Sahara Desert?
I thought Atlantis was a made-up place.
Yeah.
Anyway. From Atlantis to the Vitality Stadium. Bournemouth play Wolves. 3 p.m.
Modern day Atlantis.
3 p.m. This is a game that promises much and will no doubt deliver nothing. But Bournemouth play Wolves, and I'm going to go to Tobes first for your prediction in this potential thriller.
Well, when it's a potential thriller like this, I tend to just go 1-1.
That's exactly what I've done.
I was going to go 0-0. I was like, I might actually have my 0-0 first 0-0 prediction. But then I've come to the realisation that Wolves have actually a little bit of form.
Both
true. Tiny bit of Pedro Neto in there.
Pedro Neto, a little of that Korean guy, as Pep calls him. I've not picked either of them to score or assist. I did think about it, but I thought, too risky. But I've gone Wolves to actually pick up a win. Wolves 2, Bournemouth 1.
Yeah, I can see Solanke scoring. I can see Huang scoring again. Or Neto. Hope Neto for my fantasy.
I reckon Craig Dawson nets it from a corner.
Oh, yeah, probably. Neto corner, fine.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, like, by the way, we don't usually go back and look at our predictions. I was livid at Richarlison when he missed that sitter. After you laughed at me, and then he missed a sitter from 2 yards. I was so close. I had it ready. I saw him go through. I had the Farage meme up going, well, you laughed at me. I have to say, you're not laughing now. And then he fucking missed it.
Yeah, and then
he proved you why you shouldn't pick him.
Yeah.
He literally went, that's what you get for picking me.
Yeah. And then Eve Bissouma went, nah, you're right, lads. No, no one's getting any more than one goal. I had a lot of Spurs.
I went tighter because it was Luton. Even though it was Luton, I went,
yeah, almost had it, but you still didn't. I've gone, for those that care, Bournemouth 1, Wolves 1 as well. No goal scorer for that one. Brentford Burnley.
Oh, what a tie.
Yeah, not really.
It's also a fascinating game.
2-0 Brentford.
Same.
That's an absolute thriller, so I've gone 1-1.
Classic. No, nothing really needs to be said on that one. We'll keep the
Brentford low key are stinking a bit. And no one's really saying anything.
Well, they started quite well, and then they've sort of dipped.
They've sort of, you've seen the lack of tone.
Well, they should have beaten.
I think
United.
He's been a bit butthurt because of Wemo, who absolutely screwed you.
He did screw me, yeah. But he's been screwing my fantasy team as well last week. He hasn't done anything, done nish. That's why I've noticed that Brentford.
But then Burnley at home is a nice game. Anyway, City Brighton. This one is one that intrigued me.
That's a good game.
Brighton's defence recently for City's.
Oh, the next Manchester City manager, apparently, in Roberto De Zerbi.
With his spiky hair.
If you didn't know listening to previous podcasts, Louis does not like Brighton. Therefore, anything associated with them will be attacked, including Roberto De Zerbi's hair.
Yeah.
Next.
Fucking vape
City
shop
owner. Tobes.
I have gone 3-1 to City.
3-1? I have also gone 3-1.
I'm 3-0.
You don't think Brighton will score?
City letting goals.
Without Rodri. Yeah. Is Rodri back?
No, Rodri is back.
Yeah, that's nice. That changes
that. So back.
He's so back.
That changes their team completely. And
but
I
is Haaland back? Are they getting
I just think they're going to dominate Brighton. I think it's going to be one of those games where you see the difference in class and they just get dominated. And City are hungry. They've lost a couple of games. They'll be ready to put things right. Mm-hmm. Brighton defensively have been a bit meh recently. So
all seasons have been a 6-0, 6-1.
Yeah, exactly. Newcastle versus Crystal Palace.
So, despite surprisingly finding out that Crystal Palace have an insanely good defensive record, I still think that Newcastle are going to steamroll them here, and Tonali is going to be listening to this podcast because he's going to whack on a cheeky bet because this is the exact result I think it's going to be. I'm going to go Newcastle 3, Crystal Palace 1, Isak to score.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got 6 Premier League goals this season.
Halloween soon, isn't it?
It's coming up.
I feel like, because we'll probably be filming by the time we hit Halloween, like properly, I feel like the first episode for Halloween, we should play dress up. Dress up as famous thing, I know, people for Halloween, or just, I know. I own a Velour tracksuit, because come as Tony Soprano, like I did last year.
For Halloween?
Yeah, I went to Tony Soprano for Halloween.
I'd go a bit more spooky.
I went to Tommy Shelby.
I just wanted to be. I'm not gonna lie. I just wanted to be comfortable, and I'm not gonna lie. The velour tracksuit was extremely comfortable. What wasn't comfortable was the fact that people kept saying I had a really nice arse in it and touching my arse. It's a bit too much for me.
Hey, it's not on. Arse for content, guys. Anyway, Newcastle Palace. They're doing great. I've gone 2-0. Palace's defense is good. Yeah, Anderson and Gehi, they're very good, but. Newcastle got some goals in them.
So I thought you were going to say 2-0 Palace at Newcastle.
No. 2-0 Newcastle, pretty Monday.
I've gone 2-0 Newcastle. I just think Newcastle are just too good. And, that's it, really. They're there. Nottingham Forest Luton. Everyone dreams of this kind of game. Wake up on a Saturday. Just not a particularly enjoyable game, really, from my perspective. I'll come to Tobes.
I've gone, again, when it's a thriller, but I fancy one team, I've gone 2-1 Forest.
Exactly what I've done. The exact same reason that I just don't know, really.
I've put in the first one.
No.
I've put the first 0-0 I've got of the season so far.
I thought you were going to say Luton win the first, because that would be the first one.
They still not won.
They did. I'm saying, as
a prediction, I imagine we're probably never going to predict Luton to win a game. No one is ever going to go, yeah, they'll win that.
I'd actually love to look at our table for predictions.
Laura
did that at Liverpool, and he had them every single game, 37 wins and a draw every week.
Liverpool won the league for 15 years.
That's what I was going to look like as well.
No. What, with Chelsea?
We'd be like the most like unanimous one between three of us. So if like two of us put a win and one of us put a draw, goes down as 3 points.
Yeah.
It's like, and then you do our individual tables as well and see who got the closest.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and see obviously what the real table's like. I reckon we'd be pretty close to the main, like the top four and the bottom three.
Well, that's because we know ball.
But then there'd be a lot of. Last year in my Premier League predictions, I got 1 out of the 20 right in terms of their place. That was Man City.
The easiest one.
Where did you put us?
Can't remember, but I was wrong, very wrong.
I wouldn't have put us 12th, I don't think.
Anyone would have.
Anyway, Forest lose. I also went 2-1. Chelsea, Arsenal.
What did Louis go?
Forest lose. He went 0-0.
No.
Oh yeah.
Luke not conceding. I'm just not sure if I'm ever going to see that, but it's a spoiler, and Louis might be right, or he might be wrong. Who knows? That's the joy of it. Chelsea, Arsenal. The big game of the weekend for us and for many. 5:30 Saturday UK time.
Louis, are we all going to do the same thing? I don't think we will
this week. This will be the first time. For those who haven't listened to previous episodes.
I think last time we went to Burnley because I went 4-1.
Oh, yes. We've had a tendency to go for the exact same score prediction without discussing it for Chelsea, which hasn't done very well for the club itself. So hopefully, last week we all went for different ones and that went well. This week, I think we're going to all go different again and I'm hoping we have the same result on the pitch. Louis?
I've gone 1-1.
That's what I've got to say.
I've actually gone Chelsea to win this 2-1.
Here we go. 3-1?
No, 2-1. 2-1.
Go on, elaborate.
I feel like my spider senses are tingling. Like, I don't know. I think we're due a result against them. I'm not overly impressed by how they're playing. I think both teams are defensive strong. It wouldn't surprise me if it was 0-0 this game. But
I agree.
There's a little part of me that thinks they're going to be up for this. We're going to be up for this. And I just haven't. I haven't looked at them and thought they looked as good. I was impressed by Arsenal a lot of last season, particularly the first half. Whereas I think they look quite sluggish. I watched that game against City. It was a rubbish game that was nicked by, you know, a deflection towards the end. A City that had two of their best players out. I know we've got players out, but yeah, I think we're slowly coming along, and I actually think we're going to do them. But I'll take a draw anyway. But I think we're going to do them 2-1.
That's both too well that two of us gone for exactly the same result, though.
Yeah, but I've just...
Yeah, but I've broken it.
I genuinely didn't know. That was the one result this week that I actually had to think about. Normally, I just put in what I think of straight away. That was the one I originally had something else in, then I changed it, and then I went, I really don't know. I think we could beat them, but also they could beat us. It's one of those that could...
That game can go any direction other than us hammering them, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to happen, but they could beat us comfortably. They could nick it against us. We could nick it against them, and it could easily be a draw.
But if you want some more in-depth analysis on that game, as I said earlier in the show, we did a nice pod on that yesterday where we spoke about that. So
do you want to let the wonderful public know the news about as well, about today's pods as well?
Today's pods. You might need to...
So we literally spoke about this before we started recording, but the fact is, so basically, because Tom's going on holiday...
Oh, yeah.
...and Tobes has decided to go to Thorpe Park on Sunday, we can't actually record like our proper review the day after the game. So what we're going to give you is going to give you an instant reaction on Saturday evening, which would just be us, like, I don't know, doing WhatsApp voice notes, which would be quite fun. So it'll be like a little 10-minute segment for you. Then on Monday night, me and Tobes will have
a little bit more
the in-depth MNF
analysis.
Exactly, you know, when we'll be stopping it right there and let you know about it. But yeah, should move on. There you go.
Thanks for that. So you've got that to look forward to. And if you're listening now, it's early, you've got time till the 5:30 kickoff, and you want to listen to Chelsea stuff, you know where to go.
Chelsea.
Exactly.
And also listen to DJ Bovril Gates' version of Call Me Maybe.
Do that too.
Sticks a donk on it.
Yep, he does. Can confirm. So from the 5:30 game, which I think suits us, by the way, in terms of going up for it, we go to the 8 p.m. Saturday game, really a rogue time. At Bramall Lane, Sheffield United, Manchester United. I'm going to come to you, Louis, first on this one.
It's a stinker, isn't it?
It just is.
Both United suck.
They both seem to be a little bit stinky at the moment. But Paul Heckenbottom's head is on the chopping block, as is Erik ten Hag's. However, what he's going to do pre-game, going to whack a bit of Mr. Sheen on it, give it a little shine, and that'll put off the goalkeeper. Put off the goalkeeper, right? And then United are going to score and win the game 1-0.
Yeah, I think United have got this tendency in them. They did it with Ollie loads, where they're shit and they stink. And you watch them and think, oh, they're awful. But they'll pluck like the odd little run here and there. Like the Brentford, they turned it round at the end.
Yeah.
I think, like Burnley, not long before that, they get the win. I think they will win this because I think Sheffield United are awful. I've got 3-1.
I've gone 2-0 and I've gone for Bruno Fernandes to score. Because he likes to just turn up in these big games, like against Burnley, and just score. As soon as I don't have him in my fancy team as well, he'll probably go and bag. On to Sunday. Only one game this week, and it's a claret derby. Villa, West Ham. Tobes, what have you gone for?
It's actually two quite good teams that started quite well. I've got Desmond for this.
I have the same.
I have gone different. I'm on Villa 3, West Ham 1.
Is this the first time in any show ever we've not had like one result which has been exactly the same?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because we do tend to overlap a little bit.
Yeah. We had a couple of two, but not three. But yeah, I've gone Villa 3, West Ham 1. Villa are a very, very different team at home. They look unbeatable at home, to be honest. Although, in fairness, they haven't... Well, they played Brighton and they battered them. When Villa Park gets them up, they get up for it.
And when Watkins is streaking.
And exactly, they're looking very good at home. So I've just gone through it. West Ham are a good team. They'll score. It could easily.
Ward-Prowse is going to get an assist, I'm telling you.
Probably.
Ward-Prowse, I remember, scored 2 free kicks in a game for Southampton against Villa.
There you go. I just think Villa.
Imagine he does it again.
Yeah. Great team at home. Away, good, but not great, which is why, you know, a few draws creeping in. So I've gone 3-1 against us. And that one, yeah. So 2-2, 2-2, I've gone 3-1. And then we end on Monday night. with Tottenham v Fulham, another London derby, which Lou will hate that
we'll
term.
We'll all have the same result here because we got to the end.
Yeah, I mean, this is actually a London derby because Fulham's in London and so is Tottenham.
Good, glad.
Unlike Watford
that.
And Luton and all this stuff, where people are trying to tell me that Watford's in London. No, it's in Hertfordshire, mate. Behave yourself, right? Even where I am is on the borders, really. We're technically Middlesex, but you know Middlesex doesn't really exist anymore. It's still technically London. That's by the by. With this result, Big Ian, you're going to get the boys going, playing some fucking great football. And I think it's going to be Spurs 3, Fulham 0.
I have the same.
I do not have the same. I have 2-0.
You're not very good at trying to do the start, like the breakdown stuff. Like you did, this is why you make it like a really good kids presenter, but you would never host Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I don't have the patience. Like
you can't.
Have you seen that clip recently of Chris Tarrant going around? I mean, it's not recent.
Well, what do you do? Yeah. I'm disabled. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I don't have the patience for the delay, like the X Factor, you know. And the winner is. I don't have
Rachel
the patience.
Rachel Adejade.
So yeah, I've gone Spurs 2, Fulham 0. I can't call.
Sorry. Before we carry on, I want to talk about the X Factor.
Okay.
Are we going to get Wagner to do the spoilers intro, or is he going to do the main show?
We need to let him get over this Neymar injury, and then he'll.
Yes.
You know, he's probably grieving.
A nation grieves an injury to
a star boy
in a pointless year that means nothing to international football for them. There's probably a Copa America. There's a Copa America every year, so who cares? It's not like the Euros coming up.
Are we going to go to Germany? Should we just do it?
Maybe.
Just go set out in Germany for the whole tournament.
Go to Dortmund.
Yeah, das Vorsprung der Technik.
That one. Anyway, I've gone Spurs 2, Fulham 0. I think Spurs win comfortably, but I don't think Fulham are that bad to get properly hammered. Although 3-0.
I thought they were rubbish against us.
Yeah, but
Spurs play better than we do. And I think they've got Basuma will be back for that as well, won't he? Because of one match ban.
Yes. This is his one match.
Oh, this is one case, yeah.
I don't know. Could be anything.
Depends what. If Padilla can get cooking, maybe we could get a nice upset.
Vamos a ver. Vamos a ver. That means we will see for those that don't speak Spanish.
Good for you. No, great. You know what? I'm not going to take the piss that you can speak another language. Well done.
Thanks, mate. You wanted to. You really wanted to.
No, you decided not to.
No, you decided to turn the other cheek.
I just looked at ties and went, yeah, look at that. Fair play. I wasn't going to take the piss and other people, but you know.
I understood. I speak a poco.
Nice. And that's
he loves a Latina. That's our 10 games
for this week. That's our predictions. Maybe spoilers. You'll find out throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
So please do enjoy. This is a Highway 61 spoilers production. And please just find our socials. You know where they are. Chelsea Echo. We're here. We're there. We're everywhere. If you like it, give us a nice little rating.
Yeah.
Spread it around. The more the merrier. And please carry on listening.
Exactly. And next week, get your predictions in because you're going to be taking Tom's place because he's not here.
That's not happening. I'm very much going to send in my predictions and I will know what they are. And when they're not right, I'll have them here and I'll send it in as a screenshot in the group chat.
Yeah, AI is a powerful thing.
Yeah, but then we're moving on to a different platform for the groups. Do you not know that?
Okay, I'll send it in there then.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't know which one it is yet, don't you?
Yeah, I'll make sure to read all your predictions very accurately, Thomas. Don't you worry.
Just get Gary in. I feel like Gary could do them.
I'm not heading to Mars. I can send in my predictions.
Maybe you're heading to South of France. And, no, only idiots keep their rhyming.
I promise I will read them as they come up on my screen.
I'm not making any promises.
I'll know what I put. And my lead's probably big enough anyway.
I feel like a 5-5 is just a bit of you, though. Like,
no.
Sounds like something you're going for.
Anyway, that's that. That's us.
Desmond every game.
As I said, find us on the socials, the Chelsea Echo, and listen to us forevermore. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
That was a really CBBC sign-off. The goodbye was class. That was good. I enjoyed that.